We're reading from Talmud Esra Sfirot, fourth part, item 71. You can download the book at kabbalah.info. You can also ask questions through kab.tv. Relevant questions will be heard during the lesson. Talmud Esra Sfirot, volume 1, part 4, Histaklut Pnimit, item Reish Ein, item Ein Aleph. 71. The fifth kind is the Kelim de Itpashtut Aleph, first expansion, called Or Av, the coarse light. The fifth kind is Kelim that were emptied of the Or Elyon, upper light, called Or Av, the coarse light. After the ten Sefirot de Guf expanded from Pe de Ak to Tabur as the third kind, the Or Elyon, upper light, then departed from inside them, and the Kelim remained empty of Or. There is a big difference here. Though actual vessels of reception discerned in the above Hitpashtut Aleph, first expansion, they are still not regarded as actual Kelim. This is because of the great importance that the Kelim have there. For that reason, the Ari says there that the Kelim and the Or inside them are mixed. However, after the Or leaves there, their Aviyut coarseness manifests, and there forms a difference between the Or and the Kli. That is why these Kelim are called Or Av, the coarse light.
What's happening here? The vessels are named after the lights that dress into them. If the kli is filled by light, then you can't see any kli. For instance, take a glass and fill it with milk. So you won't see the glass itself, you'll only see milk, so to speak. It's just a corporeal example, but in spirituality, that's even more, because the kli that receives the light must have the same quality as the light. If I wish to receive the light of nefesh, then I need to build from my will to receive that quality of bestowal called nefesh. That's why I discover, I feel that fulfillment called light of nefesh. There's no light of nefesh outside the kli. It's not like the, you know, you put an order, give me a little bit of nefesh and a little bit of ruach. No, the extent to which I transform myself makes me discover what's abstract light as nefesh or ruach or chayah or yechidah and so on. So the kli that reached the greatest fulfillment means that it had the greatest coarseness and achieved the greatest similarity to bestowal. So, of course, when the light leaves it, it comes back to be the coarsest. One who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. That's what we learn. That's why we're talking about the opposite value between lights and vessels, when the vessel has a masach and when the vessel doesn't have a masach. And we also name the kli after the light. This is very unique and confusing in many cases, because for sure we can name the corrected kli after the light, because that's the quality of the kli. That's it. If I reach a point where my will to receive is giving, bestowing, like the light is bestowing, and its bestowal is called, say, the light of Chaya. So the Kli is called the light of Chaya. So what if it's a Kli? It bestows now as the light and does the same action. That's why I can name it that way. So our corrected desires can take on the names of the light, although it's a desire in any way. However, its external appearance, as it appears corrected, is light. That's what he says. The vessels of the first expansion are called Ol Ha'av, the coarse light. The vessels are called light. We see this in many situations in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we need to be clear about this. It's not a confusion. It's not a mix-up. Also, what do I feel now? Do I feel any light in me? I don't feel the light itself. I feel the certain qualities of my vessel, which I call lights. Lights themselves, I don't feel. Light means a certain inspiration or impression in the will to receive. So it's a phenomenon in the will to receive. I'm saying that I feel something, that something leaves me, comes to me, I get empty or fulfilled. It's all feelings that I have within. It's not that it happens that way physically. Of course not. It's like I now feel some relief, and then it leaves me and something bad happens. Then I feel heavy or pressured. So does anything come in or out? No, it's my feeling. It's the same thing in spirituality. What do I want to say? Besides vessels and all sorts of phenomena in the vessels, there's nothing. Please.
Adam 72. The sixth kind is kelim that were emptied of their orot, and the reshimot that remained sustained them. The sixth kind is kelim that were emptied after the histalkut, departure, and reshimot from the departed lights remained in them. The reshimot sustain and revive the kelim to make them suitable to acquire their orot as in the beginning. Also, they shine in the partsuf after them.
Okay, that's clear.
The seventh kind is kelim that were emptied and no reshimot were left in them. 73. The seventh kind is kelim that were emptied after the histalkut departure and no reshimot of the orot that departed were left in them. They are the last bechinot of every partsuf and hitpashtut, expansion, because the last bechina does not leave reshima.
This we know, that both in Keter and in Malchut, these reshimot of Oviut and Hitlapshut are not staying. So then, instead of, for instance, four, we have reshimot of 4-3. And this becomes the reshimot of a new partsuf, the partsuf of Chochmah in this case. So again, the lights depart, the impression of the vessels disappear. This is called the departure of the light. There's a very slight, subtle impression, which is called the reshimot, a recollection that stays in the vessels. It is the same light. It's the same phenomena in all its details, only now it doesn't feel like it governs my desire. So that's subtle phenomenon is called reshimo. And also in that phenomenon, some aspects of the previous phenomenon are lost, and I also can't go back to that state I was in. If I repeat that action now, it already becomes a new partsuf, a new action.
This impression that is gone, is it impression from what exactly?
From wanting to add more adhesion. If we're talking about the development of the worlds, the emergence of the worlds, we're talking about adding adhesion. So Ab brings greater light than Galgalta. Ab is Ruach and Galgalta is only Nefesh. Because my departure from the previous Paltzuf is because I desire greater adhesion.
You set an impression to add to a greater adhesion. This
yes.
is what is gone?
Yes, of course, because I'm working against my will to receive. The light tells me, go ahead and receive. The will to receive tells me, go ahead and receive. I'm working on making the host, the giver, greater. And I'm saying, I don't want to receive. I'm ashamed. I want to give back to the giver. I want to fulfill him. He is great in my eyes. I want to add in my adhesion towards him, being similar to him. That's why I purify. That's an action of overcoming. I expel all the lights that I got, and I achieve greater adhesion. Any action in spirituality, as much as it may seem like we're descending to klipot or anything like that, these are actions towards greater adhesion. Even the sita achra that we understand later, it's all called help made against. Everything is working for adhesion. Only it seems to us the way it does. We feel it that way, that there are forces as if working against us or against the Creator. Of course, it only seems to us that way. We're not seeing the general scheme here, that there can't be plus without a minus and vice versa in any system that works. Therefore, when Patsuf Galgalta purifies, it comes the Patsuf Ab, and it's stronger than Patsuf Galgalta. It works with greater Oviut. It draws the light through the Patsuf Galgalta, of course, but the light is the light of Ruach. So there is one thing and its opposite here. On the one hand, it comes from weakness. On the other hand, it brings an addition. And we always have this opposite value between lights and vessels. That's why, as these worlds continue in the chain down to this world, you eventually have Naran Chai in all those worlds. And the last degree that is in spirituality, from above downwards, is actually a very important and powerful degree, because it sustains itself in the hardest conditions, the greatest concealments. So you can say, where's the true, most difficult situation, the greatest righteous, let's say? It's below. After that, one's soul teaches one. Of course, those who rise, they cope with big lights and vessels, but there's no concealment. But there are other things. Well, okay, but what I want to say is that when you finally attain everything, you see that it's like a circle. There is no action, a spiritual action, with masachim, where it's always like if you lose something, you benefit something else. It's just like laws of physics. You know, I can't raise some weight and lift it to some height, so I use some way to lift it with a lever. Yeah, there's also the law of conserving the air and preserving energy and so on. So I have to raise it 1 meter, and I use 5 meters. So I as if lose five times more, but I use a much smaller force now to lift it. So it's the same thing with the Potsufim. As much as they descend, it doesn't matter. They use the higher Potsufim prior to them and add their Oviut to them. Same laws.
74. The eighth kind is kelim that were qualified for the need of the following patsuf. The eighth kind is the bechina of kelim that were prepared and qualified in the patsuf for the following patsuf. Even Kli Keter, which the Ari mentions there, was not made in the first Patsuf, but only in the second Patsuf. However, Bechinat Kli de Keter from the Bechina of Zachar was prepared from the first Patsuf.
So we had one Patsuf. What did we have in the second Patsuf? We can't have Malchut and we can't have Keter. So the next Patsuf has to be this short. Not Malchut and not its Keter are there. However, the first Patsuf nevertheless prepares all the vessels for the next Patsuf. It shrinks them, really, because Keter and Malchut are still there. It just lowers its entire degree of ten sefirot to be equal to the next Patsuf. So it's called no Keter and no Malchut. This is how it's called. Or it's like you say, this guy is shorter than that guy by a head. Doesn't mean that the other guy has no head. No, he has his own head and everything, but his entire height is proportionally smaller by a head.
75. The above kind of kelim is the male kelim of the second Patsuf. This above mentioned eighth kind is the male kelim for the next Patsuf. They come from Reshimot, that the Orot lights left in the Kelim after their departure. The male Kelim were made from the Or Av, coarse light, contained in these Reshimot.
We are talking about one will to receive. So it's not like how we like to look at things. There is one body and another body and third body. You see, right? We're seeing bodies, different bodies. In spirituality, there's nothing like that. In spirituality, you have Partsuf Galgalta, then emerges Ab, for instance, then Sag, Ma, Bon, five Partsufim. These five Partsufim, where does it all happen? It happens in the same desire, in one desire called Malchut of Ensof. Right? It all happens in Malchut of Ensof. When it is first fulfilled by Gelgalta, and then Ab fulfills it all, then Sag, then Ma, and then Bon. Malchut of Ensof entirely. But we're talking about intensities, different style, different form of fulfillment. But it's always the same desire. This is what I'm trying to say. It's the same desire working all the time. So what is the difference between the Patsufim? Say this Patsuf and that Patsuf. It's the same Kli of Ein Sof. So what are we measuring? The intensity of its fulfillment. Intensity of its fulfillment. We are now in Ein Sof as well. How much fulfillment do we feel? An extent called this world. But we're in the same place of Ein Sof. We have no other home. You understand? So, the observation has to be very simple. Only towards the desire and phenomena in the desire. Nothing else.
76. The ninth kind is kelim that were prepared in the Patsuf for the female kelim for the following Patsuf. The ninth kind is the kelim for the females that were prepared in the first Patsuf for the second Patsuf. They were made of the Bechinat falling Nitzotzim sparks into the empty kelim after the Or, light, departed from them. which come from the Hara of Zivuk, the illumination of the Zivuk, in the upper Bechina of the empty Kli. In the second Partsuf, the Orot changed, and Or Chochmah comes in Kli de Keter, Or Bina in Kli de Chochmah, and Or Zeranpin in Kli de Bina, etc. Hence, they needed Kelim there equal to their own Bechina. For that reason, these Nitzotzim sparks had been prepared. The Nitzotzim that fell from the level of Bina into the empty Kli of the level of Chochmah became the Kli for Or Bina, which came in Kli de Chochmah. Similarly, the Nitzotzim sparks that fell from the level of Zeranpin into Kli of the level of Bina became a Kli for the Or of Zeranpin that comes in Kli de Bina, and so on similarly.
We already talked about it. When there's a departure of the Potsuf, the Masach rises each time from one degree to the next, and it prepares. Again, let's say there was an expansion, then purification to the point of Pederosh. The Masach rises, and as it does, once it starts rising to some degree, it becomes, there's a correspondingly a Zivug in the Rosh, and then there's a new Potsuf of Nekudot that expands, and from that Patsuf of Nekudot comes the descending returning light, which reaches the Reshimot in the lower degree, and these Reshimot here are expelled as Tagin. When it enters, though, inside, they are turned into letters. So it turns out that as the Masach rises from the Tabul to the Peh, there is an entrance of 2 degrees, one inside the other, and it gives us scrutiny, comparison, examination between the degrees. What is the difference between them? What are they? Something without which we wouldn't be able to taste or discern anything. Because precisely by these connections that are made between the degrees, we begin to understand what is the connection between the light at the third phase to the Kli of the second phase, for instance. Meaning things that in our world we simply don't understand these things. In spirituality, because it all happens in the desire, we can bring these things to a common ground, common denominator, let's say. Okay. That's why it is very important, because that provides us with the understanding. We build a system in ourselves. We can design all those things in their place because we find the connection between them by each degree entering another degree. And then it's like we, you know, it's like you register in a computer. I don't know how to put it. Like when there is one measure of 10 sefirot, and then we move it, we shift it to one of sefira, and to another one, and another one, and we examine how each step moves, and that's where the comparison comes from. You know how the calculation of adding or subtracting works. It's like the logarithmic scale, you know. Well, there's no one to talk to, I see. You're off. But this is how we calculate things in our mind as well, by comparing things because we work with our desires. There are no numbers. We don't have numbers in our mind. We're working with parts of matter. So we move these parts and those parts, and we compare. This enters that to what extent. We only see it as a volume, and we can measure it. It could be qualities or quantities, but we measure the volume. So when the patsuf is purified, there's the same action. There's an action of comparison between what happened and what we have now. The entrance of the lights to the vessels is different from the previous state, and it allows us to measure, compare, synthesize. It goes into our memory, and we can store these things in a way that, on the one hand, we name these things, on the other hand, we keep them in our memory. Because we are not working according to numbers, we're only working according to Gashimot. Those parts of him, they don't disappear. There's nothing that disappears, you know. You know how sometimes you suddenly sense some smell, a scent, and it reminds you of something 20 years ago. Happens, right? How does it happen? Where is that scent in my mind? What, are there boxes with different smells in my mind? We always measure and store the patsufim that are kept. And then we compare them, and from the comparison I have a memory.
Eugene from New York is asking, in that case, why should we say that there are lights anyway, if everything are sensations of the kli? So what is this term of light?
We call the sensations of the kli lights. There is no light without a kli. You heard that, right? Now you understand. Light means the phenomenon in the kli. Only there's a desire in the kli and something that happens in the desire. What it feels, what is inspired by it, its impression. That impression is called light. I don't want to confuse everybody at the end of the lesson. That's it. Let's continue a little bit.
77. The tenth kind is the external klim of the Or Makif surrounding light. The tenth kind is the external klim for Or Makif surrounding light. No Or Makif is accepted in a degree unless it is received from its upper Bechina, from its opposite Bechina in the Rosh. Hence, it needs a kli adapted for this Or, meaning the kli should also be from the upper Bechina, from its opposite Bechina in the Rosh. If the degree is from Bechina Dalet, then it needs a kli that will be from the Bechina Gimel. If it is from Bechina Gimel, the third Bechina, then it needs a kli that will be from Bechina Bet, the second Bechina, similarly. Therefore, the kelim, the Or Makif, surrounding lights, were called external kelim, because from the perspective of the kelim, it is always considered that the more zach purify is more ichitzon, external.
There's an opposite value between lights and vessels, externals and internals.
And before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
שקורה ביני לבינך הוא חוק הבריאה. הגבריות.